Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Knew I had a boss in Aberdeen, the nicest fella that ever was seen, but he must have thought me hell of a green before I joined the union. Toodaloo, I'll tell you something awfully true, you wouldn't be here, you tell you the new if it wasn't for the union. And I had a boss called Allardyce, and he was really hell of a nice, except for the way he loaded the dice before I joined the union. Toodaloo, I'll tell you something awfully true, you wouldn't be here, you tell you the new if it wasn't for the union. I had a boss, his name was Black, he told all the workers to call him Jack, but he's bloody good, I'd be in the sack before I joined the union. Toodaloo, I'll tell you something awfully true, you wouldn't be here, you tell you the new if it wasn't for the union. Second-handed Jaguar, he wouldn't have travelled half as far if it wasn't for his union. Toodaloo, I'll tell you something awfully true, you wouldn't be here, you'd tell you the new if it wasn't for the union. The bosses, they were day and fine, we Wains were working down the mine, have them on the assembly lines if it wasn't for the union. Toodaloo, I'll tell you something awfully true, you wouldn't be here, tell us the new if it was before the union. So men and women all agree, it's time to rise up off your knee and raise the banner of unity forward with the union. Do-da-loo-da-loo-da-loo, I'll tell you something awfully true, you wouldn't hey, you tell us the new if it wasn't for your unions.
How I feel, and you know you're someone in my place, and you make me feel so alone and unreal, yeah, it makes me feel alone. There could be doubts floating out in space. This bridge staring across the lake, and it makes me feel so alone. I should be in this place, and it makes me feel so alone and unreal. Yeah, it makes me feel alone.
Thank you. Well, my name is Martin Simpson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org. We'll be right back.
My obstinate uncle once went to the sea with my mum and my dad and my cousins and me. We went in a yellow and green coloured bus, and the crowd of us made a magnificent fuss. My uncle, his mum's younger brother called Ernie, was in a great mood for most of the journey, till he and my mum had a slight disagreement about what a sign pointing down to the sea meant. Still, that was soon over and nobody grumbled, as down through the sand hills we rumbled and tumbled, and into the sea with an almighty splash, then off up the sand in a hurricane dash. We had a fine picnic, the food it was grand, though everything was slightly covered in sand, then went for a walk through the edge of the waves and found some alarming piratical caves. We plucked up our courage, went in and explored for ages and ages until we got bored. Dad had been watching, and on our return he asked us quite anxiously, "Where's Uncle Ernie?" It seemed he'd gone off after lunch rather grumpy, complaining the sand was too lumpy and bumpy, and said, "If I look, I'm quite certain to hit on something or other more solid to sit on." My father had gone for a stroll later on and kept an eye out for where Ernie had gone, but got a bit worried when nowhere around, though he looked high and low, could my uncle be found. Myself and my cousins joined in on the search through the tea house, the pub and the old ruined church, then went back to Mum in a state of despair, till little Teresa cried, "What's that out there?" We looked where she pointed, right over the strand, and saw a small shape, just the size of your hand. And so we ran and we ran, but as we drew nearer, the shape it grew larger and queerer, for there on the edge of the water he sat, in his trousers and blazer and Panama hat. A long time ago there had once been a pier that had fallen to ruins for many a year, but down in the rubble, on one of the beams, old Ernie discovered the chair of his dreams and sat there as happy could be, with his shoes and socks off and his toes in the sea. He sat while we went for a swim and a run, built sandcastles, sunbathed and had lots of fun, and when we came back after taking a walk, he and my mother were having a talk, and as we drew nearer, being children and curious, we heard her say, "Ernie, please don't make me furious. You know how you suffer when you've had a soaking. When you're laid up in bed, you'll know I'm not joking." He said, "There's no need to make all this alarm. A drop of sea water will do me no harm." Said Mother, while throwing her eyes up to heaven, "You're worse than young Peter, and he's only 7. Come on now, please, Ernie, just don't be absurd." But he sat there, refusing to utter a word. Quite soon we discovered our little commotion had drawn a good crowd to the edge of the ocean, and watching the tide, it was rising quite fast, some people laid bets on how long he might last. By now there was water right over his knees, and people were saying he'd certainly freeze, and Peter said, "He'll get a cold in his bum, and got an 'I'll deal with you later' look from our mum." The sun was beginning to sink to the west as the water was rising around Ernie's chest. And then, as we noticed the first shining star, my mother said, "Ernie, This joke's gone too far. They all tried to move him, but so tight he gripped, they only got soaked as they slithered and slipped. When the water was lapping right under his chin, my dad came along and said, "Ernie, you win. Please do believe me. You've nothing to prove. We won't think less of you now if you move." But he sat like a statue in stone, though I think, when the grown-ups weren't watching, he gave us a wink. Dad said he was born for a watery grave, as the Panama hat floated off on a wave, and all we could see was his pipe and some bubbles. And sad mother sighed, "There's an end to his troubles." Then, as we stood watching, our eyes growing dim, he stood up on the chair and dived in for a swim. Thank you.
You're listening to Sheffield Dawn on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Tramp than a pious priest. I spent my life trying to learn the dance, now I just want release. I am a weary traveler who's been knocking on your door. Oh, guardian angel of my dreams, what do you still want more? I'm just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you, just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you. I have taken lovers and I've been cast aside, set adrift to find my way by the stars and morning tide. I am a salty sea dog who has washed up on your shore. Oh, guardian angel of my dreams, please let me through your door. Just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you, just a little crazy, sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you. Sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you. Just a little crazy, you know. Sometimes a little blue. Sometimes a little foolish. Still in love with you. You're crazy. Sometimes a little blue. Sometimes a little.
He always set the pack. Norman always trumps the jack. Every hand that he shows is a flush or a strike. Let me tell you, Norman never lose, always wins. yet Norman never give away a pin. If you ask him for less, he said he wants more. He always sets the pack. Norman always jumps a jack. Yeah. Norman the gambler rides around in a rambler.
He never play fair, so don't you go down there. He knows every jack in the back. He knows every trick up his sleeve. He traveled in the rambler. His living is a gambler. Brother called Norman. He never played fair. So don't you dare to go there.
always wins.
Somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing, somebody cry,
why, why.
Somebody sing, somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing, somebody cry,
why.
Somebody sing,
you don't mind up.
Somebody sing, somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing, somebody cry,
why.
Somebody sing, somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing, somebody cry,
why.
Kulumani,
Kulumani, Kulumani siswe.
Singanze ja.
Baya chabula basichanda.
My name is Fruitland Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Turn the parks to office blocks, earn yourselves a profit. Learn the way to make it pay, burn the guy who'd stop it. Little Bill Cotton sat on his bottom, totaling his assets. heard that arms were in demand, sold both his for hatchets, sold his blood for blots of ink, sold his lungs for coal dust, sold his legs for wooden pegs, and what was left for compost. Puffing Billy's run out of steam, his iron lungs are rusting. Puffing Bill can't pay the bill, so drop him in the dustbin. Dill Maloney cut off her breasts, put them up for auction, sold to the man in the bowler hat to pay for her abortion. The trees are blind in Lover's Lane, the paper weeds are blooming, so don't go giving your heart away when the heart market's booming. Holy founder found a word, hit it with a hammer, crucified the hole inside, sold it for a tanner. The word was worshipped from afar on coloured packs of cornflakes. The word was used to cure the blues, bad breath and toothaches. The Liberty Bell is sinking fast, the bars are made of cardboard. You'll never climb aboard in time if you don't know the password. Lord Landandy, Lord Landandy planted a stone, watered it with interest, watched it rise to granite size, went to reap the harvest. The wily wizard wove a spell to make the wheat grow whiter. The writhing earth gave instant birth to giant nests of vipers. The rain is raining DDT, the hay is ripe for burning, the wind swings like a pendulum, the streams swarm with vermin. Turn, 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 turn the grass to jags of glass, turn the rose to plastic, turn the birds to lumps of turds, turn the trees to matchsticks. Turn the stars to neon lights, turn the moon to paper, turn the clouds to sheep on shrouds, turn the seas to vapor, turn the screw and turn the wheel, keep the death bells chiming. Aren't you proud that every shroud has got a silver lining?
Sometimes it's gone cold and hungry. I'd didn't have me no real school education, so what in the hell what I was going to be able to do? But I always did pick on the guitar. I used to put the hat out for spare change. Well, now I'm making this here record for y'all, and I'm still trying to get your spare change. I don't know why it went wrong, it ain't bad now, but I just keep playing my doghouse music and sing the doghouse song.